Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com.
D-Mace, Vingan, and Donick, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan here with you, joined on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, by ESPN, NFL Nation, Titans reporter, Teron Davenport. Teron, a disheartening, a discouraging, whatever dis word you want to use to describe the Titans' loss to the Jaguars yesterday. As you watched that game, and I'm sure you've watched a lot of it back already, what was the most discouraging aspect of the Titans' performance for you in the game yesterday?
Yeah, I think the most discouraging one, well, there's two, and Brian Callahan hit the nail on the head when he talked about it. And the two plays, man, big opportunities were left. And obviously the Chig Okonkwo one, we were literally just talking about that in the media room just now. You know, Chig was wide open, and you do have to see that. And it's something that you can't miss, especially in a game where points are such a premium. But then the other one, and it was frustrating watching it live. Jerry Johnson is a player out of Florida State that I really liked him coming out. Ultimate nickelback, and he had a pass breakup on Calvin Ridley on a slant, and then he came back on the very next play, and they rushed him from the opposite side, and he just dipped right under Nicholas Petit-Ferrer's attempt to block, and he sacked him. And man, I tell you what. You know, Calvin Ridley was wide open on the play, and he catches that and splits the safeties and probably goes a while. And Chig Okonkwo was open deep down the field, too. So just when you see those types of things and know what was left on the table, it does get frustrating, you know, if you look at it from a Titans perspective.
Especially, Teron, as you know, against one of the worst defenses in the NFL in the Jacksonville Jaguars. But we know that the Titans have officially, I emphasize that word, officially been eliminated from postseason contention. It was a formality, but they are now out of the running for the postseason. So no playoffs in Tennessee again this year. What do you think we're going to learn about Brian Callahan over these next few games, now that the Titans really don't have anything to play for in terms of standings-wise? What do you think we're going to learn about Callahan and how he handles the group over these next 4 or 5 weeks?
Yeah, I think it's going to be really interesting to see how this team is. And you look at after the game, you know, Jeffrey Simmons, he has said he's tired of seeing Levis get his block knocked off and tired of seeing him squirreling around on the ground. I want to see how Callahan is able to keep the wagon circled, so to speak, and not allowing these guys to splinter or to, you know, point fingers or have back and forth. And there's nothing wrong with what Jeffrey Simmons said, especially in the context that it was put. So please understand, I'm not saying what he said was wrong, but what I do want to see is how Callahan is able to keep the ship going in the right direction and how he's able to get the buy-in, because I mean, yeah, guys are professionals, but you know, how are you going to continue to get them to, you know, understand, hey, there's still something to play for. It's pride, and it's also building momentum into next year.
We're talking with the Teron Davenport discussing the Tennessee Titans' 10-6 loss to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Now, Awuzie came back yesterday, and he showed himself in the lineup, had an interception. In talking with him after the game, how did he feel being his first game back in weeks or months? And do you believe that, you know, if he was on the field along with L'Jarius Sneed for, let's just say, 80% of the season thus far, do you think this would be a much better secondary or defense?
Yeah, Awuzie was gone before we got into the locker room. Mm-hmm. You kind of got to pick, okay, is it Levis or is it everybody? You know, and that was one of the times where Levis was my pick, and so I didn't get to talk to him. But, I mean, I think there would be a better defense if he and Snead were on the field. But, I mean, I don't think the pass defense was that bad. Mm-hmm. I don't know that they are, like, so difference makers in the outcomes of the games. Because, I mean, look, this team was, you know, 0-3 with both of them in the lineup. Because we know Awuzie was out in the Dolphins game. Snead played, obviously, but he didn't play all that well. So it's tough to say, but, I mean, I would imagine they would be a bit better just because those guys are better players.
Now, what do you say, because we talked to you before the game, TD, and we talked a little bit about, you know, the temperature there at the game. What did the crowd look like? What is sort of the feel of the game? And obviously there was nobody there at the point at which we talked to you. It wasn't many people there. What was the vibe after, you know, during the game? Was it still more than half full, or was it – how was the crowd there? Because ultimately the owner's there, and she's seen all this. Not only has she seen a bad mm-hmm. team on the field, she's seen her stadium basically empty.
Yeah, and in addition to that, she's at all of the home games and she's at the road games. So she gets to see the stadiums filled on the road games that she goes to, and she gets to stand there and or sit in the booth in the box there in the suite and not hear Titans fans chanting or doing that. So it's a dual experience for her because, look, man, I don't recall ever hearing Duval chant at Nissan Stadium, but that's exactly what we heard. And the attendance, it remained just like it was. And then once Calvin Ridley, you know, when he ran out of bounds, I mean, like people, and the ball fell incomplete to NWI, people, they started leaving. So, yeah, it's definitely got to be bad as an owner to see all this happen. It just comes down to if she's able to understand that they're building, and it's definitely not where it needs to be. But there's progress that they hope to make. And I think that was the point Brian Callahan delivered in his press conference today.
I see a tough dilemma here, TD, because on one hand, it's almost impossible to resist. And I used a couple of recent Patriots games. They desperately need high picks. But they're able to sell a little bit of hope because Drake May's playing pretty well. But it's working out well, like in the recent game against the Colts, where he leads them to a go-ahead touchdown late, and then the defense gives up the winning score at the very end, and they lose by 1 point. But you can kind of walk that line of, hey, our quarterback looks pretty good. We just need some other players. And still they're securing a high pick in the draft right here. The Titans are in a tough spot because I can see Brian Callahan. He needs some credibility. He needs to keep the locker room, and a couple of wins could go a long way for him at his quarterback, but that would also knock them down a few pegs. And with them mathematically eliminated here, I think that scenario is going to even be bigger in these last few games.
Yeah, this whole thing about losing for a higher draft pick, and if you're not 1-2, I don't really think it matters if you're anywhere from 3 to 10, just to be honest with you, because look, Shedeur Sanders, Travis Hunter, okay, outside of those guys, do you really see a difference between you're talking about the other prospects available, you know whether you see an Abdul Carter, you know what I mean, whether you look at who, in my opinion, Abdul Carter should be the target, frankly, because he's probably the edge guy with the most juice coming off the edge. But there are an assortment of them. So it's just, okay, yeah, the tank to get a better prospect. But if you're not tanking to get to 1 or 2, then it's really not a difference.
So your early look, and I hate to go down this road now because it's much more important, as you said, how does the team look? How does the quarterback look? Are they moving in the right direction? But is this a strong draft at the top from what you can see right now, or have you not really delved into it enough yet?
Well, It depends on what you want.
Let's say it's really not quarterback priority, where the team doesn't go in and say, we've got to take a quarterback. So take those guys out. What about the rest of the guys floating around the top of the draft?
Yeah, I mean, I think there are some pretty good edge options. I think you look at cornerback, there's some good cornerback options. So, yeah, I think it's not a draft that's chock full of future Hall of Famers, but there's some good prospects. And I think that there's prospects that match what the Titans need. Because if you also look at the receiver part of it, Tet McMillan is a special player. I saw, I forget who it was, I think it was Bleacher Report. They compared him to T. Higgins. And once they made that comparison, I said, wow, that's really on point, because you see that same type of play. And then you also look at Luther Burden III, who was my favorite receiver in this draft. They need a returner, but then you also need a guy that could just, hey, man, let me get the ball in your hands, and you just go do what you do and get us some yards. And that's exactly what he does.
You mentioned the edge rushers. And yesterday, the Titans give up 10 points, and it's another game where you're saying, okay, they only gave up 10 points, but how well did the defense really play? I said to myself a number of times during the game, especially when one of the lead stories early in the game from the broadcast was the Jaguars tackle woke up ill. They have to go with their backup tackle. You find out that the day of the game, they haven't game planned to have the backup in there. I was disappointed knowing that, just from afar, that they could not get more heat on Mac Jones. What did you think there?
Yeah, no, it was a disappointment that they couldn't get more pressure and heat on him. And there was even a time where you look at that big play to Brian Thomas, you had that pressure coming and you had the backside, drop by Arden Key. And everybody's like, well, how the heck do you have Arden Key on Brian Thomas? Well, the way that it was supposed to work was the pressure was supposed to get there. And they did get a little bit of pressure, but Mac Jones escaped and Brian Thomas turned the route up and boom. And that has been something that has continuously killed this defense, where a quarterback is able to extend the play by eluding pressure and finding a way to either run for a good while or throw the ball for a good while. And that's exactly what happened to set up the game-winning touchdown by the Jaguars late in the game yesterday.
Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, joining us as he does every Monday to break down another Titans loss. TD, always a pleasure, my friend. We'll talk next week.
I don't know how you're going to let me up off this phone and not say
the Mets.
Okay, hold on.
TD, I've got my Mets hat on.
Yes.
I have been flaunting it from the moment I came
in. A gross oversight on my part.
I just didn't want to rub it in too much to people, because I had no TD and I exchanged text messages minutes after the story broke. I mean, minutes right after.
You like that Cody Sanger gift?
Yes, I did. I was having a little party last night by myself.
I'm Mets down from the head to the toe. I got my Doc Gooden fitted on.
Are you guaranteeing a World Series within the next 2 years? Are you guaranteeing it?
I'm not going to guarantee that, because I still got to see what's left to do. And that team over in L.A., ready to rumble Josh Kelly yesterday about that. You talk about go Dodgers. He's from L.A., the Titans running back. That's why I didn't watch your mouth, man. Don't let this bow tie fool you.
Hey, listen.
All I'm
if
asking,
y'all paid him $760-something million, then, yeah, y'all should have bought a World Series with that.
Yeah, I mean, look, they got closer. I'll put it that way.
All I'm asking.
That's not how the game works.
All I'm asking is that Grimace gets a cut of the proceeds.
Send him a cut.
That's all I'm asking.
To your credit, Adam, you'll be happy that he has his own seat. They painted it purple.
Oh, yeah.
Right in the right field. I went and visited when I went to game 3. It's right there.
That's right. Grimace deserves his own seat at Citi Field. Teron, congratulations on the signing. Thank you for joining us as always.
There you go. That's a better sign-off. Thank you.
Teron Davenport. Oversight on my part, but Teron, as we know, a very even-keeled individual. So I didn't want to get him too riled up about it, but you can tell he's excited.
We're excited. You have to be excited. but we have been burned before, so
exactly.
I'm tempering.
So you got to temper the excitement.
Yeah.
Eric, by the way, on our text line says, Soto is the new Bonilla. Congratulations from Eric, the angry Yankees fan up in Buffalo.
I would imagine he's not the only angry Yankees fan out there.
Yes.
Today?
Well, we heard Brian Callahan in his news conference get asked about his job security. He is not the only professional coach in town to be asked that question today. We will discuss that next. Willie Dunick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.